following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
I'm not in the mood for this at all.
Somebody help us out there, Loveys. Is the schism also a crack or a fracture?
So basically what we're doing, Loveys, is we're doing the Grouchapalooza
today. We do sound kind of low-key.
Because we're low-key.
Low-key.
We were going to do it yesterday, but then
We forgot.
We forgot. And also the fat thing Skyped me, and I had to talk to the fat thing.
That's right.
Because I feel so sorry for him. He's so old and alone.
You're very giving that way. It's your form of volunteering.
It is.
It's like they're calling the nation to volunteering, and that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing. I'm doing kindnesses. So I chatted with the fat thing, and then we got involved in our evening.
It's your random act of fatness.
My random act of fatness, indeed. And then we kind of said, well, it's 6:30, and we both pretty much had too many cocktails, and it's
you
not
think,
a good...
Loveys, you think I'm goofy with a few sips of cocktail? Try me after a full one. Ay, ay, ay.
I'll say it's pretty damn frightening.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
A random act of fatness, indeed.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 481 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 8th of December 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got a list here, plus I am going to talk about who won the big run.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas,
on the third day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling
three
birds,
French
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
on my true love gave to me
Christmas,
my true love gave to me
eight
and
seven,
six, you better not shout, you better not cry, you better not in a pear tree.
On the ninth,
no.
On the eighth,
no.
On the seventh,
the halls with boughs
are
holly.
Here we come,
the
one sing
among the leaves of five golden rings. Four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves.
The boar's head in hand bear I, bedecked with bays and partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking, 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, dreidel.
Sorry.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
On the 12th day, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming like Olympus upon the surrogate. 11 pipers piping, 10 lords leaping.
I had Christmas down in Africa. I had Christmas down in Africa. I had Christmas down in Africa. Do 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 do
big pear tree. Partridge in a big pear tree.
Oh, Big Freddy, thank you so much for not talking over the lovely song. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, that song, Big Freddy got that off of the YouTubes, and it's by a group called Acapella, and it's the Acapella Christmas. And go over there to the YouTube. I don't know where the fuck it is, but you can. Oh, we can find it, Big Freddy. We know how to use the computers. But y'all go on over there and check it out, because y'all, it's really cute to watch, because they're all doing all kinds of gesturing and everything. Oh, that sounded dirty. Well, it's not. So y'all. Since I've played all of that, I am not gonna go down into the Fat Cave today to talk about the Big Run. Dear Gussie, y'all, now if you haven't seen who won, you might want to stop listening for a minute or so. But y'all, congratulations to Megan and Shane. They kicked ass. That's all I gotta say. Because Sam and Dan should have won the damn thing. But y'all, y'all, if they had just taken some Zoloft, if they had had some Zoloft, they would have been fine. And coming in third was that Brian and Erica. And y'all, she drove me fucking crazy. She was the biggest whiner. So there you have it. Oh, Big Freddy, thank you so much for that lovely update. Thank you for spoiling the outcome of the Big Run with us. Y'all, did I tell you that, that I made soup on Sunday? I did. I made some, I took some of the light. Now, this is not a recipe, by the way, so I'm not giving you time to get a pencil. But y'all, I took some of the light smoked sausage and I browned it in my soup cauldron. Oh, Burn Friday, that is a lovely title for the show, Soup Cauldron. Where the fuck did cauldron come from? Big Freddy, we knew you had a cauldron. We just knew it. Yo, by the way, at the beginning of today's show, that was the one and only Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Speaking of cauldrons, the Sea Hag's got to have one. But y'all, I am too impotent and too busy to get out of Monday's show. So I am going to make no show on Monday as my gift to my lovies. And so I figured, you know, you probably needed to have your fix of haggery. And so I played that for you. And y'all, you know, the Sea Hag, she is just... This just into the BFO Poison Control Desk. Scott, if you are still alive, please call the BFO and give us a report on Vera's cooking. Nathan, dear, you're in sprinklers. Oh, Lord, y'all, I just can't get over it. So anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from Brick Crowder, let's do this. Y'all, Big Fatty went by the post office box on Monday, and let me, pull it on over there, Big Fatty, pull it on over there close to you, and y'all, I had two Christmas cards, Crema cards, and y'all, the first one is, I believe the first one is from my youngest daughter, who lives out there in the San Diegos, and you know, she's married to that foreigner. From named Wiener. He's from Wienerville. But let's see what dear Nessie and Wiener have sent me. Y'all, it is a beautiful dark blue card. and there's snowflakes all over it, and there is a silhouette of Santa Claus and the nine reindeer, because, you know, Rudolph was one of the reindeer. And at the bottom, it says, Happy Holidays. And then you open it up, and you say, oh, dear Gussie. Well, it's printed in there. It says, Hope Santa's sleigh finds its way to you on Christmas Day. Grandma Day. And it says, Dad, I hope you have a wonderful grandma. Thank you for keeping me entertained with your burps. Oh, you are very sweet. Love your youngest, Nessa. XO. And y'all, then right in the middle of where she has written all of this, Wiener. Oh, he goes right in there and right in the middle of it and in a red pen, like he's correcting her. He writes, Big Fatty, may you have a fantastic Christmas and a ruined New Year, Derek the Wiener. XO. Y'all, he loves it. That may be the nicest thing that the Wiener has ever said to me. Oh, Big Fatty, you know he loves you. Now, y'all, the next one is coming to Big Fatty from Utah. Y'all, I didn't know I had any listeners in Utah, and God only knows how do you keep that hidden if you live in Utah. And, y'all, it is, oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it is a dog. It is a dog jumping up and down in front of the crema tree, and he has opened a box, and in the box is bacon. And y'all, it's the dog is saying, Bacon, how did you know? And it says, Hope you get just what you're wishing for this Christmas. Love you and your podcast, Lurker Don. Well, Don, that is the sweetest thing. Y'all, that's from the Connections by Hallmark. Saturday Christmas cards. And y'all, who knew that they would have a bacon Christmas card? I wonder how many of those Big Fatty will get. Oh, Big Fatty, we've all ordered them, but they haven't come in yet. There's been a run on them in the stove. So, well, Don and Nessa and Wiener, y'all will be receiving the BFO 2009 commemorative Crema card and Crema Happy. And y'all remember, if you are interested in sending Big Fatty a Crema card, just go over there to the BFO and right up there at the top, which is top of the heap, there is a link there that says Crema, send Big Fatty a Crema card or something like that. I don't know what the fuck it says. But just click on there, and that's the easiest way to get Big Fatty's address for the Crema card. See, y'all, it was a bonanza, I tell you, when I went to the post office. Y'all, I'm going to have to get the scissors for this, because y'all, not only were there two Crema cards, but y'all, there were two packages when I was there as well. So, y'all, I'm trying to open the, I did not pre-open these, because I'm fucked up. I will try to do that. Come on, Big Fatty. It's just scissors. You can do it. And y'all, the first one is from Pooh Bear. And Pooh Bear, you have already sent me the Crema card. What have you gone and done now? Dear Gussie, y'all, the barcode on the bottom of this thing is about 1,800 different. Y'all, he has sent me a Blackberry. A Blackberry, I tell you. And, or maybe it's just in a Blackberry box. Oh, Big Fatty, do you think he would send you a Blackberry? Blackberry. Okay, open it up, Big Fatty. We don't have time. The clock is running. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie. Y'all, Pooh Bear knows how to use the damn tape. That's all I can say. And, you know, Big Fatty loves to use the tape also. And, y'all, he's also taped the box closed. Dear Gussie. Y'all, I may not have time to open the second package today. We have to wait on that. Wait on that one till tomorrow. But y'all, I believe it is a. Oh dear Gussie, it says here. It says, Fatty, hope this. Oh, excuse, no, it didn't say the ooh part. Hope this little stinker brings you a laugh. Y'all, I believe he sent me a skunk. happy birthday, Pooh Bear. Y'all, it is, whatever it is wrapped in toilet paper. Y'all, I am really not so, I'm a little afraid to open this. I'm definitely not going to have time to open the other one, I don't think. But, oh dear, Gussie, y'all, it is like a whole roll of toilet paper here. Y'all, it is nothing. It is a waste of toilet paper. Y'all, oh dear Gussie, it is some sort of crema ornament. Y'all. Y'all, it is a plush crema ornament, and it is too big fatty from Pooh Bear. Okay, y'all, it is Santa Claus's butt sticking out of his red pants, and he's got his boots on, but his ass is sticking out, and it's just the lower half. It's just the lower half, y'all, and there's something that says press here, so I'm going to press this, and y'all will get to hear this the first time that I get to hear it. Here we go. Dear God. Oh, Pooh Bear, that is wonderful. Okay, it plays the same song. I didn't know if it maybe tooted a different tune a little bit later. Now, y'all, it is the crema season. Oh, Lord, he won't shut up now. Shut your ass up! Anyway, it is the crema season, and I want to take a little bit of time here and play a public service announcement for you for this time of year.
Excuse me, are you Santa Claus? If you are him, here's my list.
Help the Marines make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
Was so appropriate since you had the farting Santa on earlier. Oh, thank you so much for playing that. But y'all, go out and do something nice for somebody. You know, if it's Toys for Tots or the Angel Tree or something like that, you know, just do something nice for somebody in line in front of you. You know, it's a random act of kindness, y'all. Random act of kindness. Y'all, I'm looking at my list here. Y'all, have you tried those sausage balls yet? Because Big Fatty had those for breakfast this morning, and they were just delicious. Now, y'all, I will let you know, even though I'm not going to have time to open it today, but y'all, the other giftette is, oh dear Gussie, the other giftette, y'all, and I've never received a giftette through the U.S. Postal Service wrapped in the crema paper. But it's, y'all, it's got Santa Claus on the outside of it, and y'all, it is from that Mr. B out there in the Laguna Beaches. And I'm really disappointed, but Mr. B, I will not open it before the show tomorrow. But y'all all have something to look forward to, and you'll have something to look forward to either. Y'all, I believe that Mr. B, which is not to be confused with the Super B, I believe he is out there near the surface of the sun, where, you know, all they say is
a random act of fatness indeed.
Oh dear Gussie.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.